mad thinking about this program this morning and then saying the words, your victory comes through the feasts that happen today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Amen.
Risenstein, David and Leanna, Ray Haynes has been sharing with us the Passover story, but more than that. More than that, we have been having Passover here.
Yes.
We've really been having Passover. If this is something that you want to share with your friends, maybe your family, have your own Passover Seder. Leanna is feverishly planning a Passover for tomorrow night at our house. We'll post up all of the audio and the notes that Ray has put together coming right out of his Haggadah.
Yes.
Which is the Passover book. Passover, the Hebrew word for order.
What's really incredible is the way that Ray's knowledge and his heart and passion, the way his Haggadah is written, anybody can do it. Mm-hmm. This is not something to be intimidated about, like, oh, it's too much, I would never know what to do. All you have to do is print this thing out and buy a few things at the grocery store.
Yeah. It's all in Hebrew, so.
In fact, what I'll do for you, we're posting up this teaching version that we're using. I sent the real one to David and Leanna, and I'll go ahead and post that as well with all the other teachings for those of you that would like, because what's different about what we're sharing here and the actual Haggadah is all of the prayers, there's a whole lot more procedure. Passover takes 3 hours. So obviously this is radio. We didn't have 3 hours straight to do all the presentation of Passover. We'll have our Passover at the house tonight. And just really looking forward to it always. Even after going through this today, it'll be just as exciting to trade pieces and talk and share and do Passover tonight. So I'll make sure we post that as well in case you have the desire to go and have a Seder at your home at any point.
Excellent. Excellent. That'll be posted at the Victory Facebook page, Risenstein on Facebook, Risenstein on Twitter, and also victory915.com. Where are we now in the Passover Seder?
We are at a wonderful place, the third cup. Now, the third cup is about redemption. Now, remember, you're in the shadows here, so the Jews were doing one thing, and as Christians, we see the fulfillment of it all. So it is the cup of redemption or blessing. With this cup, Israel remembers their deliverance from slavery and the redemption from the plague of death by the blood of the first Passover lamb. Mm-hmm. That's an important combination there. So not only were they spared from death, but their redemption came because of that. So this cup responds to the verse, I will redeem you. And so we just talked about the Afikoman, where he stopped, he changed the order of service by saying, this is my body, take and eat. So the next cup, obviously, if that's the first part of communion, you can guess what this one is. So this third cup of redemption is the cup that is his blood. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, now notice, after supper. All right, so this is the ending. So this is where you have the dessert in the last part. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Luke 22. We started today talking about that new covenant. He said, I would make with you, the Jews, I'm going to make a new covenant because I wanted to be your husband and you just wouldn't do it. So I've got a new covenant for you. Mm. So now the bride receives her groom. The groom actually comes to her and says, all right, let me show you what I'm going to do because you won't obey me and you keep breaking my covenant. I am going to fulfill it for you. So this do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. And so in this part, you actually say these words, I will lift up the cup of salvation, the cup of Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, incidentally, again, Jewish little Jewish note in Hebrew for you. So salvation is translated Jesus. That's the word. It means Jesus. So I am lifting up the cup of Jesus and calling on the name of the Lord, remembering that Jesus' blood was poured out for the forgiveness of sins. You drink this cup and you are thankful. And as I said, each cup, you drink all of it. You drain the cup so you don't fill it all the way or you'll be sloshing. But you drink every last drop because you want to receive. Now, a couple of really neat aspects kind of close out the Passover, and one is Elijah the prophet. The fourth cup is the cup of Elijah, responds to the verse, I will take you to be my people. So an interesting side note is that Elijah was one of the few people that didn't die, mm-hmm. but was taken by God to heaven. Mm-hmm. So we likewise wait the possibility of rapture or the taking away if we're still alive when he comes. You literally go and you open the door of the house, yep. all right? You yep. stand there, and here's what the verse says. I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. That's Malachi 4. And we recall Jesus saying of John the Baptist, for all the prophets and law prophesied until John. And if you're willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. He who has ears, let him hear. That's from Matthew 11. So the irony is here, John the Baptist would have been born around Passover. So there's layers of shadow in this one right here. Mm-hmm. So he was literally born at Passover, and this is 30 years later at this particular Passover where he's talking about Elijah. John's father, Zechariah, was a priest in the division of Abijah, which would have placed him in the temple around the 10th week due to the Feast of Weeks when he would have been spoken with the angel. So each order of priests at a time where they serve. So we know when he would have been in the temple. Mm-hmm. So if you remember, he was in there and he talked to the angel and he mm-hmm. didn't believe him and he was struck dumb and he couldn't speak. So he would have remained away from his wife for an additional 2 weeks due to laws of separation. When his time of service was, this is a verse in Luke 1, when his time of service was ended, 2 weeks, he went to his home. After those days, his wife conceived, and for 5 months, she remained in seclusion. Mm-hmm. She said, this is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people. Hmm. So this is how we know when John the Baptist is born. And of course, Mary came to her mm-hmm. during her 6th month mm-hmm. of pregnancy. And so she was pregnant during her 6 months. So we know that if this is when John was born, Jesus would have been born 6 months later during the fall feast. So the Elijah comes in the Passover feast where Jesus will one day die. Jesus is born in the fall feasts. And it's just an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. So the reason we remember, the reason we take this time is so that we can celebrate him. Mm-hmm. And coming up, we'll conclude the Seder and just kind of wrap things up.
Amen. Amen. I'm just reading some of these comments on social media. Grateful for a radio station that teaches like this. Nothing short of a gift from God. Just weeping and feeling the power of God, someone wrote. Thank you for posting this. I can't listen all morning, but I want to hear it again. Mm-hmm. So we would just remind you that this is a ministry. This is a ministry that just happens to be operating as a radio station.
Yeah.
And
undercover.
And encourage you to support this ministry financially. If you haven't considered doing that before, because this is the kind of stuff that you're going to get all throughout the year. It's Victory 91.5. It's Risenstein. Mm-hmm.